Iceland is hunting in the North Atlantic, quite close to their coast, and they are not only hunting fin whales, they're also hunting minke whales. In fact, they're currently hunting minke whales. The season has already started. The fin whale hunt, although it hasn't taken place the last couple of years, they have a quota for 184 this year, and that's a very high number compared. I mean, there aren't any other hunts of fin whales going on at the moment, even though the Japanese does allocate a fin whale quota, but they haven't really been hunting fin whales in the Southern Ocean recently.
And does most of that whale meat go to Japan, or is there a market within Iceland for whale meat?
In terms of the fin whale, the market is almost 100% Japan. We've done investigations in Iceland and been told very much, no, it's all exported to Japan. And it's fairly clear from the export statistics that a lot of meat is going to Japan, although it doesn't actually denote the species. Minke whale products you can find in Iceland, but it's very limited market even there, and we suspect that some of the minke whale products are now also being exported to Japan.
We heard, I believe it was last year, about the stockpiling of whale meat that Japan has been doing. The idea being that, you know, why do they need to go and hunt more whales when they already have whale meat frozen, waiting to be produced within the country? If Japan has stockpiles of whale meat, why would they be buying in more from Iceland?
Well, that's a good question, and I think this actually has been a problem for the Icelandic whaling company, which is run by a man called Christian Lawson. But he has got over this by the fact that he's a multimillionaire. He's able to bankroll the operation, and he's able to sell the meat very cheaply. So even though there are considerable stockpiles of whale meat in Japan, although they are diminishing because Japan isn't catching quite as many whales as it used to, he has been able to sell the Icelandic whale meat because he sold it very cheap. And I think that might be one of the reasons that we're now seeing it in pet food.
Tell us a little about the status of fin whales. They're endangered. What sort of numbers are we talking? How endangered?
Well, overall, I mean, the IUCN listing is it's a global listing. So I think the global population is, they don't really know, but it's estimated to be anywhere between 50 and 90,000 whales. And it has this endangered listing because these are drastic declines from the commercial whaling that took place in the 20th century. So in terms of the North Atlantic, I think the most recent estimates number fin whales at about 22,000. But obviously one of the issues with whales and why they are very, very difficult resource, if you like, to hunt sustainably, is it's very, very hard to count them and to know for sure how many whales there are.
Certainly. The company that makes these whale meat dog treats also uses some other exotic meats, including Australian kangaroo meat. Would that be a preferable alternative to try to discourage the hunt for whales?
I'm not sure. Well, if that's a personal opinion, I mean, certainly I think that marine resources, and wild resources, given, and particularly marine resources, given the state of marine resources sort of generally, being very degraded and very overfished, I don't think they should be used for pet food products. And so I'm talking about fish species. Whether kangaroos should become the replacement, I couldn't comment on that because I quite honestly, I don't know very much about the status of kangaroos in Australia.
Fair enough. What message would you like to give the pet owners in Japan who might be considering buying this product?
I think they need to really think about, first of all, what their dogs need, because I'm sure, dogs have never really been brought up feeding naturally on whales. And why would they be feeding these exotic sort of treats, which are shipped halfway across the world, when there are alternatives available that, aren't as environmentally damaging and certainly don't help drive a species to extinction?
And for those pet owners who continue to buy this, how would you describe their behaviour?
One of the problems with these things is that, and particularly with online marketing, is that people don't really think too much about what they're actually buying. And while whale meat might be, freely, widely available in Japan, I'm pretty sure that most of the people in Japan aren't aware necessarily where the whale meat is coming from. Having said that, I don't see that it's any better to be using domestically caught whales for pet food. As I said, marine resources shouldn't really be used for these, you know, luxury products.